What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. As the world continues to focus on the heartbreaking scene emerging in Ukraine, we can't forget about the other areas of the world that are suffering as well. And one of those areas that is really suffering right now, folks, that needs more attention and more help, is Yemen. Saudi Arabia is waging a brutal bombing campaign of Yemen right now as they engage the Houthis in a proxy war against Iran in the middle of Yemen. And of course, you all know who the people who suffer the most is. That's right, the most vulnerable, children, the hurt, the ill, the elderly. And now the UN is trying to raise money to stave off a famine that's on the way, and they came up way short in their money drive. And as an American, I find that to be quite embarrassing, folks. Look, if we got billions and billions of dollars to drop in bombs on the people of Yemen, on Ukraine, then we certainly have a few bucks to help out here. You know, like Tupac said, right? They got money for wars, but they can't feed the poor. And it's a bad look around the world. Do you think people around the world aren't watching what's going on here? People in the Middle East? And it just feeds right into the narrative that the West doesn't care, that the United States doesn't care. And I don't think that's the case. Maybe our politicians don't care, but I know for a fact that basic, regular citizens, when they see stuff like this, it moves them, and they want to do more. And what's going on in Yemen is it's the war crimes, folks. That's exactly what's going on over there. But of course, Saudi Arabia is not going to draw the ire of America, considering our partnership. And that's where the hypocrisy comes in, right? And that's why you have these narratives that are running out there from the Russian government that are being picked up on by people in the West, because the West hasn't really been honorable in the way it's conducted itself. So they've left themselves open. We have left ourselves open to this criticism and this propaganda from Russia's MOD. But when you see things like this occurring, it really gives it some legs, right? The fact is, the West needs to be able to chew gum and walk at the same time. And we have to understand that a lot of our policies, from England redrawing the lines in the Middle East, all the way up to the America coming in and trying to democratize the region, all of it has been bad news. And to just up and pick up and act like, not our problem, that's just not acceptable to me. I would like to take all the money that we're giving Saudi Arabia for weapons and give that money to the people of Yemen instead in humanitarian supplies. Now, I know that'll never happen, and that's fantasy land shit when you're talking about it from a geopolitical angle. But looking at it from just the humanitarian angle, that's what I want to do. All right, so let's dive into this article real quick from Al Jazeera, and let's see what they came up with about this famine that's on the way. Headline, UNA drive to avert Yemen catastrophe falls far short. Conference raises only a third of the money needed for Yemen as United Nations warns of famine. Now, I'm not really a big fan of the UN. I find them to be a weak, useless organization that probably isn't needed, but they're not wrong about this. They're certainly not wrong that there's a famine on the way in Yemen, especially when you look at the food shortages that are going on around the world in general. Add to that the wheat that's produced in Ukraine, and you got some big problems on the way. Now, there's not an author's name on this article, at least at the top here. Let me go down on the bottom and see. That way we can, it says source news agencies. So there's not one specific author to give credit to here, folks, just the publication Al Jazeera. The United Nations voiced disappointment after a pledging conference raised less than a third of the money it said was needed to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe in war-torn Yemen. Look, man, less than half? How's that even possible? How's it even possible that anyone can look at what's going on in Yemen and not say, all right, let's pony up the dough? They need $4.3 billion. We can't come up with that. How much money in munitions was dropped on Ukraine yesterday? And now, look, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be doing that either, right? Look, Ukraine has a right to defend itself. And if the West wants to give them weapons to do so, hey, look, whatever. That's not my point here. My point is, if you have the money for that, you most certainly have the money to feed these people, right? Or we're just going to forget about them and say, ah, to hell with it, because that works out well. The UN was seeking $4.27 billion to help 17.3 million people, but raised only $1.3 billion at Wednesday's conference in Geneva, with some major hoped-for donors not pledging any funds. And that's an embarrassment. If you're dumping weapons in Ukraine, you need to be pumping some funds this way as well. The UN considers war-torn Yemen the world's worst humanitarian disaster, and Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that it must not be overshadowed by the Ukrainian crisis. Nonetheless, the money raised fell far short of what was needed, leaving organizers considering a second conference later this year. And here's the thing, too. Where are all of these big-shot loudmouths, rich people that are running around? Or how about where are all of these oil sheikhs over in that region? You know, everybody wants to talk about how, oh, well, why doesn't the West help the Palestinians? Why doesn't the West help the people in Yemen? Well, what about the people in the region? Instead, you have Saudi Arabia and the UAE dropping bombs on these people. So there's plenty of blame to go around. It's not just the West. The powers of the region, the Gulf states themselves, have plenty of blame to shoulder here. We heard 36 donors pledged nearly $1.3 billion for the humanitarian response, the UN's humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths said in the closing conference in Geneva. But let us be under no illusions. We hoped for more. And it is a disappointment that we weren't able, as yet, to get pledges from some we thought we might hear from. We will be working hard to make sure that we do stand in solidarity with the people of Yemen. Out of 31.9 million people in Yemen, 23.4 million are in need of humanitarian assistance, of which 12.9 million are in acute need, the UN has said. I mean, this is a catastrophe, folks. This is a really bad situation. A really bad situation. And the citizens of Yemen deserve this shit. They deserve having these bombs dropped on them, being used as pawns in the bigger battle between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And let's not just act like Saudi Arabia has an issue here in Yemen. It's Iran as well. So that should be all part of the nuclear deal, but it won't be. Iran should be forced to withdraw all support from the Houthis. Saudi Arabia should be forced to get out of their country and let the people of Yemen decide their own course of fate. But do we see that pressure happening? Do we see big UN conferences? No. Saudi Arabia is left to continue with their merciless bombing of the Yemeni people, and this is the result. Famine, death, heartache. Catastrophe risk, UN chief. Yemen has been racked by a devastating war since 2014, pitting the Iran-allied Houthi rebels against the internationally recognized government supported by a Saudi-led military coalition. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed directly and indirectly in the war, and millions have been displaced. Now, we see all of the brutal images of people fleeing in Ukraine from Kyiv, from Kherson, from Kharkiv, you name it. The people in Yemen, however, have nowhere to go. Where are the people going to go? They're not going to go to Saudi Arabia, right? Nobody in Saudi Arabia is taking anybody. They're not going to the UAE. That's not happening. Certainly not going to Iran. So what? They're stuck. They're forced to sit here and tough it out. And boy, oh boy, is that a fate that nobody deserves. We just talked about the people starving to death in Afghanistan and hunger suicides. Now you can add this to the mix as well. Folks, we have to be able to focus on more than one thing. If the West is going to position itself as the champions of the weak, as the protectors of those who can't protect themselves, then they have to actually follow through with that. Or they're going to leave themselves open to criticism and propaganda that can be used by groups like Russia to manipulate the opinions of people who don't have any trust in their own governments. Yemen may have receded from the headlines, but the human suffering has not relented, Guterres said, opening the conference. A funding crunch risks catastrophe. Guterres said the country was in ruins and the economy in despair. while millions were now facing extreme hunger, and 2 in 3 Yemenis were living in extreme poverty. This is just unbelievable to me in the year 2022 that this is occurring and there's not more of a stink being put up about it, that people aren't going absolutely batshit crazy. And I blame a lot of that on the legacy media. Where is the legacy media pouring into Yemen? Where are they to show us the footage, to move people, to get the West to act? And then you wonder why people will say, ah, the West doesn't give a shit. They'll come in, they'll destroy things, and then they bounce. It shouldn't be like that. As a matter of moral responsibility, of human decency and compassion, of international solidarity, and of life and death, we must support the people of Yemen now, said Gutierrez. Russia's war in Ukraine is likely to have a negative effect on Yemen, given that the country depends almost entirely on food imports, with nearly a third of its wheat supplies coming from Ukraine. Now look, we just discussed this. This is a big deal. And this is why war has such a huge effect outside of the nation it's in. And that's why it's important for this war in Ukraine to come to a close very, very soon. The toll of human life that's being lost there is almost too much to watch, folks. It's gross to me. And I abhor war. And the people that are, you know, happy about it, that are cheering it on, I just don't understand that mentality, considering what we have seen in Iraq, what we have seen in Afghanistan. How can anyone want more of that? A prolonged conflict in Ukraine is therefore likely to make it harder for Yemenis to meet their basic needs, as food prices, especially the cost of grain, are expected to increase. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Washington would contribute nearly $585 million more to Yemen. Well, that's nice. You look, if America is ponying up almost one-fourth of it, the rest of the world has to come together and bring some dough to the table. Now, if I was making the call and it was merely $4.3 billion, I'd just pay it all if I was America. What does it matter at this point? The debt that we're in? Step up to the plate and do the right thing for once. What does that mean? One less tank is built? I think we can get by. We're faced with a multiplicity of challenges around the world, and it's particularly difficult when the spotlight is moved elsewhere, he said. Neither Saudi Arabia nor the United Arab Emirates, both of which are heavily involved militarily in the war in Yemen, pledged any money at this year's conference, despite being significant contributors to past funding drives. So what does that say about Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates? And all of these people who want to, you know, you use whataboutism in Ukraine, I'll point back at Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and ask, why aren't they doing more for the country that's in their hemisphere? Why are they bombing the shit out of Yemen instead of stepping up to the plate? Why does it have to be the Western world to ride in and save the day? Can't the Near East do it? What's going on in the Levant? See, that's an argument that you don't hear very often, is it? But the fact is, people like the Palestinians, people like the Yemenis, none of these countries around them, their neighboring countries, are going to help them. That's very much apparent, and that needs to be called out more as well. Countries like Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, they all need to do more. Last year's conference raised only $1.7 billion for Yemen out of $3.85 billion that the UN had sought. However, the overall amount reached more than $2.3 billion by the end of the year, according to UN Secretary General Antonio Gutierrez. Absolutely devastating. The UN's World Food Program said the number of people needing food assistance had increased by 1.2 million during the past year to 17.4 million, and this forecast to reach 19 million in the second half of 2022. Look, when your country is as war-torn as Yemen, and you're basically neighbors with Saudi Arabia, not basically, you are, they have access to roll troops in, they can bomb the shit out of you. There's really no letdown. There's always some sort of operation occurring. And the average people of Yemen, how can they exist? How can they go to work every day? How can they have some structure or some stability when every single day bombs are raining from the sky? It's absolutely devastating. And now we're out of money, WFP Executive Director David Beasley told the conference. We need $1 billion for the next 6 months, and we have just a little over 10% of that. The number of people knocking on famine's door will rise from more than 5 million to more than 7 million, he said. I remember when I was a kid, there was a famine in Ethiopia, and there was all kinds of radiothons and all sorts of things to raise money for these people. Well, where did that all go? Where did our compassion go? Where did our humanity go? How can we look at Yemen and not be heartbroken? How can we see the images of those children starving to death, flies flying all over them, you name it, and not be moved to action? Don't make us make decisions between taking food from the children in Ukraine to the children in Yemen, he pleaded. The conference was co-hosted by Switzerland and Sweden. Manuel Bessler, Switzerland's humanitarian aid chief, said the total raise does not match the tremendous needs we have on the ground. We are very curious to hear from donors from the Gulf, where they're standing and what their intention is to address this funding crisis, he added. Look, it really should be them. Saudi Arabia should be able to come up with the dough. I mean, if they can come up with the money to buy bombs, how about buy some food for these people? I know that sounds counterintuitive, feed the people you're having a war with, but are you really having a war with the common everyday Yemenis person? No, you have beef with the Houthis, right? So how are you going to win the war of opinion? How are you going to win the war of public appeal if you just mercilessly bomb everybody? Many speakers at the conference said progress could only be made if there was peace. That's a fact. You got to have peace there. Houthis welcome talks. Meanwhile, the Houthi movement said on Wednesday it would welcome talks with the Saudi-led coalition if the venue is in a neutral country, including some Gulf states, and that the priority is lifting arbitrary restrictions on Yemeni ports and Sana'a Airport. Now, the Saudi Arabia has basically an iron ring around Yemen, where they don't let supplies in, they don't let anything out. It's a de facto a siege, right? Like the old days, you know how like kingdoms would siege castles? That's basically what's going on here. So it makes things very, very difficult for the people of Yemen to have a regular life. The Saudi-based Gulf Corporation Council plans to invite Yemeni parties, including the Houthis, for consultations in Riyadh this month, two Gulf officials told Reuters on Tuesday. It is neither logical nor fair that the host of the talks is also the sponsor of the war and blockade, the Iran-aligned movement said in a statement on its official news agency. GCC members, Oman, where some Houthi officials are based, and Kuwait, which hosted previous peace talks in 2015, might be considered more neutral ground for any consultations. And where is Kuwait in all of this? Kuwait had their bacon saved by the United States of America, very rich oil country. Are you guys stepping up and helping Yemen at all? Sure doesn't look like it. The UN and the US, trying to engineer a truce, have pressed Riyadh to lift sea and air restrictions on Houthi-held areas to alleviate a dire humanitarian crisis. The coalition has said the blockade aims to prevent arms smuggling. Give me a break, all right? Give me a break already. The war that the Saudis are pursuing in Yemen is disgusting, it's gross, and it needs to be called out. And the fact that my government is sponsoring this by providing Saudi with the weapons of war honestly makes me ill. You can look at what's going on in Ukraine and at least justify, you know, the Ukrainian people fighting for their sovereignty. What about here, though? We're giving the weapons to the aggressor. And I'm not okay with that. And again, what it does is it opens the West up to the criticism and the hypocrisy calls that you see mounting by people like China and Russia. When in reality, we know that it's BS, right? They're using that as a narrative, but the optics are what they are, folks, and the facts are what they are. And the fact is, it doesn't seem like the rest of the world cares about what's happening in Yemen. And that needs to change. That there needs to be pressure put on Saudi Arabia and Iran to stop. And if there needs to be an international peacekeeping force placed there, then that should happen and it should be led by the Gulf states. You know, everybody always talks about how they want America out of their business and shit. So step up to the plate and do the right thing. I know, as I've said several times, I want to be entangled from this region 100%. I don't want another American boot ever in the Middle East. But at the same time, I'm not going to abandon people if they're going through a famine. I want to send humanitarian aid to everybody in the Middle East who needs it. I just don't want to be at war anymore, folks. I'm tired of it. My whole entire life, we've been at war pretty much. When's enough enough? And when you see the images that come out of Yemen, you talk to people who live in the region, it's heartbreaking and it's sad. And the fact that these people are being forgotten because there's a new, shinier object in the room is just unacceptable to me. So here on the podcast, we're going to continue to talk about Yemen at least once a week, because this needs to change, and the people in Yemen, they deserve help, they deserve to be treated humanely, and they certainly deserve for their children to have a future worth looking forward to. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.